So it's okay to admit it. We've all dealt with it before. That feeling like we're not good enough. Thoughts that we aren't doing a good enough job, like we're doing it all wrong. You may have found that you've criticized yourself sometime last week or even today. Maybe you're a mom and you feel guilty because you're comparing yourself to another mom. No matter what it is, we've all been there, and today you are going to learn how to overcome insecurities, mom guilt, self-criticism, and all the things. So stay tuned.
Hey, mom friend. Welcome to Taller Mom Diaries podcast. I want to help you build a beautiful, godly marriage, raise your children in the Lord, and create an organized, Christ-centered home. It's time to go from settling for the world's expectations of marriage and family to enjoying home life, marriage, family, and parenting God's way. I know that deep desire in your heart to thrive as a godly wife and a Christian mom while living out the purpose that God has for you. You just need to know how to do it, and I'm here to help. Hey girl, I'm Larissa J. I'm a wife, toddler mom, and Christian personal development coach. It wasn't long ago when I was an overwhelmed mom and a stressed out elementary teacher, but I decided to go all in and trust God with my life. I quit my job in order to do what I was feeling called to do, focus on family. I felt the calling to create this podcast for you, mom friend, because I want you to know that you're not alone, and that doing this thing God's way is better than anything you could have ever imagined.
Hey, mom friend. So today is a different type of podcast because we're going to be talking about insecurities and mom guilt and self-criticism, but we're going to look at it from a bit of a unique perspective. So not that long ago, I had a dream and I woke up from the dream and it really stood out to me because it was one of those dreams where, you know, the feelings are real. And so I woke up from the dream, and as I was replaying it, the Holy Spirit actually used this dream to show me something, to teach me something. And I'm sharing it with you today because I believe that this may be an encouragement for you as well. Okay, so I'm going to set the stage by sharing with you what the dream was, and then we're going to apply it to our lives personally and see how we can learn from it when it comes to dealing with insecurities, mom guilt, self-criticism, in all the things, okay? So in this dream that I had, I was lined up amongst other women, and there was a female authority. She was about to judge each of us. And at that moment, she was explaining her expectations to us. She was telling us the way that she wanted us to be dressed. And she was explaining that if she found that we didn't follow her dress code, then we would be disqualified. Now, I don't remember what we'd be disqualified from, but I do know that we'd be disqualified from something that we didn't want to be disqualified from. So we went before her in groups. So when it was my group's turn to go before her, a random girl began talking to me. I didn't know who she was, but she's talking to me. And she was asking me why I was dressed the way that I was. Now, in the dream, I was wearing a modest outfit. It was just a green blouse and a long black skirt that stopped to my ankles. It was cute. It was modest. It wasn't form-fitting. And in the dream, I thought to myself, like, I'm dressed modestly. Like, there's nothing wrong with the way that I'm dressed, right? I was content with the way that I was dressed, but this girl was confronting me about it. So she asked why I was dressed like I was going to church. That was the thing. She's like, why are you dressed like you're going to church? Like, you need to wear something other than church clothes when you're out in public. That's what she was telling me in the dream. And she's trying to tell me how I should dress when I'm not going to church. So she continued to tell me that the quality of my clothing wasn't good enough in this dream. She explained that she felt like I should be wearing more expensive clothing like she was. And then I looked at her, like I just looked to see what she was wearing, and there wasn't anything spectacular or outstanding about what she was wearing, you know? So it's kind of like, what are you talking about? Mind your business. However, as we anxiously waited in line to be judged, I remember in the dream, I felt these insecurities that began to flood me. I began to scrutinize my clothes and my hair. I remember there was like this mirror And I felt insecure all of a sudden. I was once content, and the moment she started talking in my ear is when I started feeling insecure. I started to criticize myself. I began to worry that I wasn't good enough. I began to be concerned with the results of what would happen when I stood before the judge. And these thoughts flooded my mind as I looked at myself in the mirror. And then, as all of this was happening, now I was dealing with this internal stuff. And then this girl, same girl, she was standing next to me as we were lined up, and she whispered in my ear and she said, "I hate you." And I just thought that was so interesting when I woke up, like, what? So anyway, in the dream, I made sure to look like it didn't faze me. I put on this facade, looked like I wasn't being bothered. I gathered my confidence. I picked my head up and I simply told her to just shut up. And from that moment on, she left me alone. She didn't say anything else to me. She didn't bother me. And by the time that it was time for me to give my introduction before the judge in this dream, I noticed that she wasn't displeased at all. She was not bothered by anything about me. In fact, no one else was critical of me. They were all content. They listened to me speak, and then they moved on to the next person. Some were barely even paying attention, you know? And so I realized in that dream that my worries and my insecurities and all my self-criticism was in vain. It was pointless. So now let's talk about how this ties into us, right? How does this apply to us? There are many of us who are doing our best to do the right thing, whether you're just living life as a Christian woman, as a wife, as a mom of all three. We're intentional about living for God and being obedient to His word. We're really doing our best to spend time with Him and read the Bible and do what the Bible says and, you know, serve our husbands and raise our kids the right way, the best that we can. And we're constantly praying and learning how to improve in our role as Christian women, wives, and mothers. And so the Lord revealed to me that this young lady in the dream represented the enemy, Satan. He comes to us and he whispers into our ears and tells us that we are not good enough. Have you ever heard that? He says that we are not doing a good job, that we're getting it all wrong, right? He gets us on to places like social media and into our friend group, and then he encourages us to compare ourselves to other women. Oh my goodness, their house is bigger than mine. What if I had a kitchen like that? Wow, her kids are well behaved. Wow, look at her figure. She's in shape. I wish I could wear clothes like that, right? I wish I could cook food that well. All of these things that you may be thinking when scrolling on social media, when talking to your friends. This is all from the enemy. He tells us that we should be doing better than we are. But I want to remind you today that Satan is a liar. You know, in John 8:44, there's a part of that scripture that says, "He has always hated the truth." It's talking about Satan. "He has always hated the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he lies, it is consistent with his character. He is a liar and the father of lies." Did you get that? Satan is a liar. He cannot tell the truth. There is no truth in him. So whenever you find yourself bombarded with those types of thoughts that you're not good enough, you're not doing a good job, you don't know what you're doing, or you're feeling guilty, you know, maybe you yelled at your child, or your house is not as clean as you would like. Those are the types of thoughts that come from the enemy that tell you that you're not adequate enough, that you're not doing a good job. So as we see in that scripture, he literally lies. That's who he is. He puts these ideas in our heads, right? He's messing with you, trying to get into your head because he hates you. Just like that girl said in the dream, he hates the truth. He ultimately hates God. And you, mom friend, are a daughter of God. I am a daughter of God. He hates us. So in that dream, I was following the dress code that was laid out for me. I was doing my best to be found pleasing to the judge, and yet the young lady continued to try to deter me. She continued to try to get into my head. And in the same way, you might find that you are intentional about living according to the Bible and being obedient to God, and yet the enemy is still working to discourage you and fill you with insecurities and self-criticism or mom guilt. But God has given us a solution to overcome these insecurities. Now, I want to encourage you today to stand on God's word. Only believe what Jesus says about you and his word. What he says and what he thinks about you is true, because Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. So that is what you're going to cling to. You're going to cling to Jesus. You're going to cling to what he says about you. There's so much good stuff in the word says, so much good stuff about what Jesus says. And I would encourage you, if you haven't done so, to just take some time to just study his word and see what he says about you, that you are fearfully and wonderfully made, that you are more than a conqueror, that you are victorious in Christ Jesus, that you can do all things through Christ who gives you strength. There's so much encouragement in the word of God. And this is the key to overcoming the insecurities, the self-criticism, the comparison trap, the mom guilt. You know, I mentioned that scripture. It's John 14:6, where Jesus himself says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me. So we have to meditate on the word of God day and night. It's not just like a one-time thing. You can't just go to church, hear it, be pumped up, and think that's going to get you through. Like, yes, go to church and hear it, but you have to meditate. The word says day and night. You have to meditate on it day and night. This is how we renew our minds and purge our thoughts of the enemy's lies. This is one way that we can get out of the comparison trap. Romans 12:1 says, don't copy the behaviors and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way that you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. So the key here is allowing God to transform you into a new person by changing the way that you think. How do we do this? By meditating on the word of God day and night. So this is how you will be able to quickly cast down the lies of the enemy when they come, when he whispers in your ear. You'll have that word in your heart and you will be able to rebuttal with the word of God. 2 Corinthians 10:5 says, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. That is what you have to do whenever you have those types of thoughts, whenever you hear those whispers, whenever you start feeling that way. You need to cast down imaginations. You need to make sure that you bring into captivity every thought into the obedience of Christ and say, no, what does Jesus say about me? What is in the word? Let me go back to the word. What have I been studying? What have I been reading? And speak it out loud. So whatever insecurities or guilt or self-criticism that you might be battling with today, remember that as long as you are committed to being obedient to God and you're allowing him to work in you, those negative thoughts and feelings are lies. Whenever Satan comes to whisper his lies in your ear, tell him to shut up, just like in my dream. And then speak God's word out loud. You've got this, sis. I hope that you found this encouraging. Don't criticize yourself. Don't be too hard on yourself. And definitely don't let the enemy feed his lies to you. Fill your heart with the word of God. Know what God says about you and believe it. I hope you found this encouraging. Feel free to share this with someone else that you believe that it will be a blessing to. And I'll talk to you soon.
If you love what you heard and you would like to work one-on-one with me, head over to ToddlerMomDiaries.com and click Work With Me. I pray that this episode blessed your life. If you enjoyed it and got something from it, would you do me a favor and please leave a review of my show on Apple Podcasts? It would make my heart happy to know that it was a blessing to you. Also, will you pause for a moment and share this episode with someone else who has been praying to have a more Christ-centered marriage, family, and home? It's time that we reclaim God's design for marriage and family, starting with one mama at a time. And if you're looking for community, come join our Toddler Mom Diaries community today at ToddlerMomDiaries.com/community. Until next time, mama, love and blessings, Larissa J.